Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The Egyptian regime humiliates the people of Sudan, who have sought refuge there amid the complicity of their government, its media, and the mercenaries of politics. These days, the Egyptian authorities are carrying out retaliatory pursuits against the people of Sudan, who sought refuge in Egypt from the horrors of the accursed war raging in Sudan, amid a state of fear and panic gripping the people of Sudan in Cairo and Alexandria, in the presence of silence, indeed complicity by the Sudanese government and its embassy in Cairo. What is worse is that those arrested under the pretext of residency violations are thrown into prisons and detention centers in extremely cold conditions, with no consideration given to the fact that they include women, minors, the elderly, or those suffering from chronic illnesses. They remain there for days and some for months. Even those holding valid residencies are not spared arrest and may only be released if they pay bribes. As for the yellow and white cards, they hold no value with the Egyptian authorities. Many of those deported in a humiliating manner are registered with the Refugee Commission, yet neither registration nor the cards they carry spare them from mistreatment and forced deportation. What the Egyptian regime is doing is not strange to it, for this regime knows nothing but repression and humiliation, even toward our Egyptian brothers. What is strange and astonishing, however, is the suspicious silence of the Sudanese government and its failure to act, along with its embassy in Cairo, to protect its citizens and secure them from fear, humiliation, and abuse. Thus, the condition of the people of Sudan has become like one who seeks refuge from the scorching heat only to fall into fire. All of this is happening amid media silence, especially from the official state media and columnists who have remained silent about speaking the truth and standing up for their brothers, either out of fear due to their presence in Cairo or in pursuit of favor with the regime and conformity with the government's official position. Likewise are the political parties in Sudan, from whom we have heard no voice regarding this degrading treatment of our people by the Egyptian authorities that hold the Sudan file on behalf of America, having domesticated the political and media spheres in order to persecute the people of Sudan with impunity. What is happening in Egypt toward the people of Sudan would not have occurred had the Ummah possessed a Khilafah caliphate that unites the Muslims and does not differentiate between the people of Egypt, Sudan, and others. For Egypt and Sudan are in origin one entity under the State of Islam, but under these functional mini-states manufactured by the disbelieving colonialists, we witnessed what we see today of Muslims from Sudan being treated as foreigners in Egypt, just as the people of Egypt are treated as foreigners in Sudan. This does not resemble Islam nor the Muslims. We have in the Ansar, may Allah be pleased with them, a role model. Those who supported the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam set the greatest examples of altruism toward their immigrant brothers, Muhajirin. They shared with them their homes and wealth and welcomed them warmly. Allah Almighty praised them, saying, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مَا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And those who before them had homes and had adopted the faith love those who immigrated to them and find not any want in their breasts of what the immigrants were given, but give preference over themselves, even though they were in privation. And whoever is protected from the stinginess of his soul, it is those who will be the successful. Al-Hashr 9. How we are in such need today of the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of the prophethood, which will restore the unity of the Ummah, its honor, and its dignity. So come, O people of Sudan, to work for our deliverance from the systems of injustice and tyranny, and work with us in Hizb ut-Tahrir to restore it as a Khilafah Rashida on the method of the prophethood, so that victory, empowerment, security, and the pleasure of Allah Almighty greater still may be ours. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون. All you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when he calls you to that which gives you life, and know that Allah intervenes between a man and his heart, and that to him you will be gathered. Al-Anfal 24. Ibrahim Uthman Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Sudan.